Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
World. Oh my gosh, I love fresh starts. But do you know that we can make a fresh start at any time you like? You don't have to wait for the new year. You can make resolutions, intentions. You can do that all year long. So I just want to share that with you. But today is going to be a special show because I am going to share with you, my dear listeners, my intentions for the new year. Before I do that, I want to share a story. First of all, you know what? Let me say thank you, listeners, for your emails, for your tweets, for your messages on Facebook, and just thank you so much for connecting with me. I really appreciate it, and I love the feedback. And with that said, this show, Reality Spirituality, we're going to be on full strength this year, full strength. This morning I just woke up. I didn't even schedule a show. I was just inspired to share with you what is important to me on this day and what's going to be important to me the rest of the year. I got a question for you, and this is a hypothetical question. Let's just say, this is hypothetical, so that means it's not real, but pretend you have two entities inside of you. You have a wolf and you have a lion. You have a wolf and a lion. So these animals are living inside of you. Now, the wolf represents, I mean, you can even imagine, the wolf represents anger, irritation, disappointment, failed expectations, worry, sadness. The wolf is, and the wolf is powerful, and the wolf is fierce at focusing and only focusing on negativity. What's wrong with the wolf is fierce with, I mean, the wolf is great at focusing on all of these negative aspects, emotions, negative emotions that, like I said, negative emotions don't serve us. You got the wolf that lives inside of you, and you also have a lamb, a little cute little furry lamb that lives inside of you. You have a wolf and you have a lamb. Now, the lamb represents the universe or your higher power or God, whatever you want to call it. The lamb represents the universe and all that entails. And that is peace, internal peace, knowing that whatever happens in your life and my life is in order, and there's a reason for it, and that reason is for your betterment. That reason is for you to find good and look for good as opposed to focusing on what's wrong. And the lamb, that's what the lamb represents. So if you can imagine, these two animals, they just don't get along. They just don't. But, and they're always at conflict. They're always at conflict with each other, as you can imagine. They're different energies. So their energy, the lamb's energy, representing peace in the universe, and the wolf, are struggling with each other. Now, who do you think is going to win? Who is going to come out the winner? Is it going to be the wolf with the negativity, or is it going to be the lamb that only craves and only wants peace? Answer that. I'll give you a minute. No, I'll give you 10 seconds. The answer is, and you have the power, oh, I forgot to say, you have the power to choose the winner in every moment of your life. So, who's going to win? The winner of the conflict, the winner of the struggle, the winner of the fights between the lamb and the wolf is whoever you are going to feed. You have the power to feed the wolf and keep him happy and healthy and strong. Or you can feed the lamb, which represents the universe and peace and all that it brings. And more importantly, peace. It's an internal peace. So I wanted to share that with you, because you have the power to feed either entity. I'm choosing to feed the lamb because that just feels better to me. Now, I know I said I was going to share my resolutions every year, but instead of using the word resolution, I'm going to use the word intention. These are my favorite. These are going to be my favorite top five intentions for the year. You know what? And before I go on, I look and see that my son is on the phone. Hold on. Let me bring him on air. Well, hello there, Nate. Happy New Year to you, sweetie.
Well, a happy Pappy New Year to you.
Mm-hmm. Happy Pappy.
That's right.
So let me share my intentions for the new year.
Yes, and I love your intentions, changing it to intentions. I like
that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Number one, I want to live in the moment as much as possible. That is my intention, to live in the moment. And why? Because when you live in the moment, I mean, just sit here for a second, close your eyes and relax and take a couple of deep breaths. Just in this moment, is there anything wrong with this moment? Nathan?
I don't see nothing wrong with this moment.
So basically, if you live in the moment, you're not focusing on the past. Now, see, the past doesn't even exist unless you focus on it or unless you feed it.
Mm-hmm.
And the future doesn't even exist based on just the definition of the future. Now, when I say of the past existing, I'm not talking about memories that make you feel warm, memories that make you feel good, memories that make you smile, memories that you love to remember. I'm not talking about that kind of past. I'm talking about the memories that
yes.
don't feel good. The memories, so that's one of my moments. I want to Live in the moment as much as possible because there's nothing wrong in this moment. Do you want to comment on any of that, Nathan?
Yeah, I read this thing that said something along the lines of if you're worrying, that means you're thinking about the past. And if you have anxiety, that means you're thinking about the future. Not thinking about, but you having, you know, you're have anxiety about the future. Those kind of emotions don't really come if you're in the present moment.
Right. Well, you know what you said? You said in the past, if you what was the first thing you said? If you live in the...
I think it was worrying. It was either worrying or something
worrying.
Along the line. Yeah, feeling
okay.
A lot of worrying, but maybe that was a future one. But
yeah,
just feeling guilt or that kind of thing about the past.
Yes, but definitely you're right on with the worrying. Worrying means that you're in something in the future because you're worrying about what's going to happen. You don't worry about the past. It's already done.
Right.
Yeah, so when you're worrying about it, something that hasn't even happened. Is that crazy?
Right.
I think that's
I don't, we don't need any of that.
Mm-hmm. So did you have anything? Cause I'm going to go on to my number two intention. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I really don't. I like it. I like living in the present moment as much as possible. I feel like there's not much more I could ask for.
Mm-hmm. My second intention is to really start being more of a good friend to myself, meaning that I'm not going to criticize. I'm not going to, oh, you should have, oh, you could have. I'm not going to, in other words, I'm going to be a loving best friend to myself, because I've been critical of what I've done or what I haven't done all my life. And I'm ready to let go of that.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
No, I would agree with that. My thing is, I think sometimes I blow things up a little bit out of proportion. Like something was, you know, sometimes we talk about putting those labels on it, like if we're lazy or just made a choice and it's like, oh, I was horrible or I'm so lazy or just really making it a big deal or so much time has passed or so much time. No, I don't. It's really not a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal if I make it a big deal or if I want to think of it as a big deal. But everything I've done, it's impossible to say I haven't gotten something really good out of it. Or so, yeah, I want to be my friend too, and my friend wouldn't. My friend is cool with all of my choices and without judgment either.
You kind of skipped, but that was one of, yes, without judgment. That's one of, before you came on air, I shared the story about the wolf and the lamb. And so the wolf has that characteristic of judging and especially, and not only, and when you judge others, you really are hurting yourself. It's an internal, you're really judging yourself. And I'm tired of doing that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love, and you talked to me this morning about cleaning everything out. What don't you use or what do you have that you don't use? Clean it out. Why do you have it? I'm really down for that too, because I have some time this morning and this afternoon, and I'm going to do the exact same thing, and I'm really excited about it.
Oh my goodness! I cleaned out two bathroom cabinets, top and bottom, and I'm giving things away or things that are I had I had I've had vitamins that have been expired that I'm keeping. It doesn't even make sense. Yeah, so I feel I used to like to keep things and hold on to things because I could use them in the future. I might be able to use this.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like that anymore. So that's another one of my intentions.
Yeah, clean it out, clear it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, clarity.
The other intention that I have is, and this is I'm doing it more and more and more, to recognize the differences between what man has made and what God has made or what the universe has made. And I'll give you an example. When you're born, your little baby, and you're sitting down in your crib, and you got shit all over your face, and maybe you pooped in your diaper, and you're not your hair isn't combed. But guess what? That baby doesn't care. Because the baby hasn't learned to be conditioned to care about what you look like, about what other people think, all of these things we learn. We've learned how to point the finger at somebody else. That's what I'm saying, man-made and universal. And quite frankly, man-made things, I'm not into it anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, intention. Let's see, because I wrote it down because I don't want to forget. The other intention is to breathe deeper and slower. I just want to be able to breathe deeper and breathe slower.
I love that one.
And when I close my eyes and I take, three deep breaths or five deep breaths, I can't help but feel good after that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm really into that one.
Mm-hmm. And finally, the other one is to just surrender and accept my reality. And when I say surrender and accept it, it's because the universe created it, and if I believe everything is in order, why am I struggling with the reality? Why am I struggling with it? As opposed to surrendering and accepting and just flowing with what is, and flowing and being okay with everything. And, more importantly, everybody.
Mm-hmm. 2013, what's that?
Mm-hmm. So that was my... I actually have another little story. I kind of shared this with you. Two of my coworkers, they were having a conversation, and I was listening. And one of them was talking about how to manipulate a man, how to get a man to give them money, how to get a man to do what they wanted to do in a relationship. And it was interesting because I'm sitting there feeling so uncomfortable, and I'm uncomfortable because I'm judging what they're saying. I have an opinion that this isn't right. Now you're just trying to scam somebody. Scamming isn't good. That's not good. And I sat there in silence, but I was so uncomfortable because I wanted to really tell them what I thought. I really wanted to give them a piece of my mind. I really wanted to tell them they're full of crap and that water rises to its own level. And if you're trying to scam somebody else, believe me, you are going to be scammed yourself. So the reason why I was so uncomfortable listening to it is because I wanted to say something to them, and it would it, first number one, it wouldn't have done any good because I can't change anybody's opinion. You know, why should I? That's your opinion, and you're entitled to it, and I accept your opinion. But this thing about judging is I'm really going to be on that. Really, I'm going to really feed the non-judgment side of me. And with that,
Yeah, you're going to feed the lamb, right?
You feed the lamb.
Mm-hmm. I want to feed that lamb, too. Mm-hmm.
My lamb eats contentment, internal peace, joy, happiness. Internal happiness, regardless of the circumstances outside of me, outside of what's going on with me. Do you want to share any of your intentions, sweetie?
I do have an intention I just want to see what a consistent, I want to try meditating. That's my intention.
Mm.
When I say meditating, I just mean some kind of ritual that I do in the morning. In the morning, I want to do it. Like, I want to try to do it before I get out of bed or just start anything where I, even if it's just for, like you said, three breaths, I just want to do something where I'm just breathing, or I'm listening to a song, or I'm looking out the window, or even reading something that inspires me. Just anything, if I can maybe do that every morning for 1 minute, for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes. That's mm-hmm. my intention, and we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
I want some clarity, you know, I want to clear, it's just the same thing as clearing out stuff in our house. I want to clear some things out. Clear it out.
Can you give the audience an example?
Of what?
Bah! of what you need to clear out?
Yeah, everything. My thoughts and the thoughts. I'm basically talking about my thoughts.
Mm-hmm. The thoughts that don't serve you. The thoughts that are.
I don't know if they serve me or not. I mean, I think they serve me in some way, but just too many.
Okay. So you want more space. You want more space just to be basically in the moment with just more space inside.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, because all my thoughts, I'm walking through life, and every 2 seconds, the thoughts like in my way. Not that it's bad or good. I mean, and I like thinking, but it's like I do some like questioning, or some of my thoughts are questioning what I'm doing or judging what I'm doing. And also just in what I'm doing, I just want more clarity about my past.
Your past?
My past.
Oh, your path. Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, because I what do I want to do? I mean, I'm talking about, like, jobs and all that stuff. It's like, what do I want to do with my life? And I know that that all changes too, but there's just been so much doubting and questioning and worrying and all that shit. So I would like to move through life without, with less of that or with none of that. And it's like if you feed, you know, feeding a plant, and you feed a plant water, you feed a plant food. But if you're like putting, if you're pouring water in the plant and you're putting your hand where, right under where you're pouring the water, so it's like blocking the water, you like poke your hand in and you poke your hand out, you poke your hand in and you poke your hand out, and it's like it's not a steady flow of water.
Oh, ooh, I love that analogy, puppy.
Yeah, I like it too. Let's just pour the water and be done with it.
I love that. Be done with it. I have to give a shout out to the originator, to the author of Let's Be Done With It, and that's my mother, my sweet mother who is listening. But I'm, you know, I she's always listening. She's always listening. Yeah, love you, Mommy. Well, remember, this is something else too, that this year I'm going to be interviewing Barbara Berger, who wrote this wonderful book. I sent this book to you, The Mental Laws, Understanding the Way the Mind Works. And the first mental law that she talks about, I'm just going to paraphrase. First mental law that she talks about is the law of thoughts coming and going, the law of thoughts arising. And she says that thoughts appear and disappear. She said it's because it's an impersonal thing. We think that our thoughts have something to do with us, but they really don't. Everybody has these thoughts in and out and in and out, and that's just what happens on this, you know, on this planet. But she gives an exercise. She says, sit down on a chair and face a white wall. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And she says that if possible, just look at a wall that doesn't have anything on it, just a plain wall. And she says, sit down and look at this wall and try not to think. And she asked the question, can you do it? Well, probably not. You can't not think. And she says, why? And she asked, why not? Well, because thoughts come and go. Thoughts come and go. That's just what happens. So I'm just saying that our intention is to have more space and clear it out, that's going to happen.
And also, I like what you said about the thoughts, just reminding me that the thoughts are just going to be there, because I guess I don't want to get rid of them, but if they come up, I don't want to define myself by every one of them. Every single thought I'm defining myself by, and every single thought I'm taking really seriously. I want that if the thought comes in, that's cool. And there's maybe an ability to listen to it, just to listen to it, and that's about it. I mean, I hear it, but it's like we talked about before, it's like a faint, it's faint, it's in the distance. Yeah, I don't have to listen to every thought, like listen intently.
And I love that, and I also want to add that not only not listening, but not even resisting, even the worst of the thoughts, you know, not resisting anything, because they come and they go and they come and they go. And it's impossible not to, well, I'm not going to say anything because nothing's impossible, but thoughts just come and go. And so when you look at the wall, it's just more proof. So they come and they go. And the interesting thing is it's happening all the time. So you Nathan, and me, we don't have anything to do with the thoughts coming and going. It's an impersonal thing. It's like gravity. We have nothing to do with gravity. This is just what happens as where we are and who we are. That's what happens to us as humans. Thoughts come and go. So it's like fighting something that is natural. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does. Cool.
Wow. You have anything else? Because if not, I'm going to be complete.
Yeah, I don't have anything else. I'm excited about the new year. That's about it. It's a good number.
Mm-hmm. It is a good number. It is a good number. And this year,
0123. Got all those numbers in it. I like it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I want to share with my audience that this month I'm going to be interviewing Barbara Berger, and I'm also going to be interviewing her son, Tim Ray, who wrote a book about relationships and the 101 myths of relationships. And basically, the relationships will either be a success or not, depending on the relationship that you have with yourself. That's basically what he's saying, and I can't wait to interview him too. And with that, you complete, puppy?
Yeah.
Well, thank everyone. Thank you so much for listening to Reality Spirituality. Happy New Year again, and I will be scheduling shows within the next week, and I look forward to talking to all of you. Happy New Year, everyone. You've been listening to Rebecca Lynn Norrington, Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Aftermath, what's up?
Well, let me say something that happened during the show. I had a couple people that called in. You know, they're just listening to the show.
Yeah.
And, one of them was Grandma. She's already hung up. She hung up before the song went off.
The first song?
No, the second song. The second.
Oh, you mean just that song just right now?
Yes.
She heard the whole thing then.
Yes, she did. But what I want to say is, whoever called in and you know was there for a minute or two, was there for, like I said, a minute or two. I started my introduction. I started my introduction, and then within like a minute or less, they hung up.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, I can remember when I took that personally. Woo.
Well, I mean, they're calling to chat with you, right? Yeah.
You know what? I didn't even give out the number to call and chat with me. Damn. Mm. Whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's funny. I mean, it's cool. Yeah, it's the same thing as you talk about your classes and people coming in and out of your classes and not really just being cool with that.
Right, right, right. But
I mean, that's how Grandma listens to the show.
Yeah.
Through that number. Because you can listen through that number. But yeah, that other person is probably calling to just chat.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Damn.
Mm.
Well, and I also want to say that our reality spirituality aftermath, it's been exposed because when you go to the podcast, you can see how long it is, and then if you know, we cut it off at 15 minutes or we cut it off at 30 minutes, and it says that the show is 40 minutes long. Well, they know that there's something more to listen to.
Right, right, right. Well, I still like it. It's still, yeah. I mean, it's just the same as, I mean, in and out, it's the same thing. Animal Style is exposed. People know about Animal Style, but it still ain't on the menu.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
You know what I just noticed about myself just this now? I have a different energy when the show is over.
Exactly.
And I would like to have that energy during the show.
Exactly. I was going to talk about that. And I do too. I do too, and I would like to not. I would like to have the same energy the whole way through and the same energy if I'm on the show or not on the show. Because, I think especially when we do shows together, it's like, it kind of should be the same. I mean, I don't know if it should be exactly the same, but I think it should be pretty close to the same as if we're just talking to each other on the phone. You know what I mean?
I definitely think it should be the same as this right now. This feels a lot better than, what is that? I feel like
I think it's just presentation. It's a show. We want to do, it's all the preconceived things about what a show should be rather than what your show is or what we want the show to be or whatever. I mean, you said you listened to that, you heard that, I think you randomly discovered that guy doing a blog, and he was talking, I don't even remember what you said, but he was just kind of, you just called me because he was, remember you listened to blog talk, yeah, guy talking about bullshit or just something, and it was like, he was just talking about whatever, listen, we can just talk.
Yeah. Because I definitely prefer this energy than being on. It's like the cameras are on, and then I turn into it's just, you know what it is? It's just not as relaxed as it is now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to throw that as another intention.
Good. I love it. Me too. And I think it helps if we have each other because, I mean, I don't know about you, but it feels like I'm just talking to you. I mean, I know there might be people listening or there could be or whatever, but that's not in our reality. She talks about what is and what really is going on. All I really know is I'm just talking to you.
I like
do that. Yeah, let's just have a conversation.
I like it. I
like
love
it.
It.
Too. Mm-hmm.
Well, here we go. 2013. I love
recognizing that, changing that up. And you're absolutely right. Somebody, you know, somebody tried to call and. Crispy, nope, don't do crispy anymore. But yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm complete, as Abraham would say.
All right, cool. I'm complete, too.
Okay, I love you, sweetie pie.
I love you, too, Mom.
Okay, bye.
Bye.